Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Personal Branding Secrets podcast with me, Ash Borland, personal branding coach, helping you build a profitable and sustainable personal brand business. Today, we have an amazing guest for you. We have the wonderful Rich Cardona. So I saw this guy on LinkedIn. He's got an amazing bio that he sent me, which is going to be in the description, but I'm not going to read that because I'm going to give you my take on what I think of this guy. I jumped onto LinkedIn. I took a break from LinkedIn and I jumped back on and I just searched hashtag personal branding. And this guy just appeared on every single one of those hashtags, which straight away took my fancy. And I watched an amazing video where he was talking about kind of the fear of what people think about stuff and overthinking. And it was to do with his run. And it just spoke to me. When I then jumped on to find, I thought, this guy's great, you know, seems to know his stuff. Jumped onto his profile to find that he works with Jacko Willink. He's also had Gary Vaynerchuk on his podcast. This guy is a beast in the personal branding space. So it's an absolute no-brainer to have him on the show. So let's bring him on. Let's run the intro. Let's get Rich on the show. Hello, 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 Rich. Welcome to the show, mate.
What's going on? Look, hey, well, you were doing your intro. Check this out. This is not a coincidence. Can you see that? It says... he just sent out, that's like on his community app, but he put that literally as the intro was going, he put that out. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, it's literally the stars are aligning right now.
Mate, it really is. We're going to dive, Rich, we'll dive straight into the show because I just want to go straight in and go straight to the meat and bones of it. My audience, give these people watching, listening, a brief overview of who you are. Obviously, you've got an incredible resume, like an amazing backstory. Anyone who's actually watching this on YouTube, medals all over the wall. You guys, these are a machine. Just give us a brief cliff notes. Yeah. Who is Rich Cardona?
Absolutely. I am a retired Marine, U.S. Marine. I flew attack helicopters towards the end of my career, so that was pretty interesting. Got out, got an MBA. I thought I needed to get a degree because who the hell is going to want someone with 17 years in the Marine Corps? Like, I didn't feel like that was going to be enough. Got an MBA. That landed me at Amazon, and I hated myself and my life for 2 years because it was an awful job. And that was until I discovered Gary Vee, like we talked about, kind of warming up. And at the very first time I saw him, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And then I kept watching and watching, and then I made it like my mission to meet him. And I've met him multiple times, obviously had him on the podcast, having him on again in June. But and I don't mean that in a narcissistic way. People who inspire me, I'm like a bloodhound. I will get to them somehow. Yeah. And he inspired me to kind of just explore my curiosities. So I started literally with people around him and started making content for them, even though I had no idea what I was doing. That was my way of giving back. And then I realized, holy crap, like none of these people have personal brands. Like he does. He's got content for the next century, but none of them do. And then there was my business model. And then I became obsessed with personal branding as I literally cultivated my own.
Love it. I mean, that's one of the things that drew me to you was Gary Vee. The story is my backstory is not similar with Marines. I was never that cool. I was a musical theater guy.
Same thing.
But like, same thing. I saw Gary Vee. I become obsessed with him. And don't worry about that. Okay. I saw Gary Vee, became obsessed with him. And that's why when I saw your video aligned with him, I thought if this guy is in Gary's office, which is what I saw, I was like, then he's got to be legit. You know, he's got to be the type of, legit to what I would think, because Gary Vee was the first person I met, heard, very similar himself, was in a corporate environment where I was like, this guy is just talking like my language, which is against a lot of what everyone else would say. It was just go hard, go fast, keep going, F everybody else, just keep going, like be kind, be nice. And, so it's incredible to see that actually that your career has been one massively inspired by him, but also two linked to him as deep as that is.
Yeah. I mean, look, I said to him the very first time I said anything to him was I felt like when I started watching your stuff, like I was struck by lightning, like something zapped me out of whatever funk I was in. And I just like woke up and it was so important to me to capitalize on that moment and to not look back. I quit my job. I moved in with my in-laws and I was like, this is it. And I'm so grateful that my wife is okay with that. And she's like, it's your turn to just kind of chill out. and not like she was chilling out, but I'm just saying, and yeah. She kind of gave me the permission, so to speak. And then I just kind of went all in, and, you know, ever since doing that, I always kind of feel in my head, like there are no other options. Like I have to try and have that zero option mentality. Like your back is always against the wall, and in entrepreneurship, it kind of always is anyway. But yeah, I mean, it was a very heavy influence, and I never could have anticipated that it would actually be personal branding. But when you think of personal branding, and I'm sorry, I'm about to go off on a 30-second tangent here, look at what he's doing with VFriends. Are you kidding me? You know how many people I talked to in the last few days who also, like me, were going to MetaMask and trying to get an ETA or Ethereum or whatever and looking at the price and being like, should I take out a savings for this? You wouldn't do that for someone who you didn't trust and someone who didn't have a massive personal brand. I've bought his sneakers. If I drank, I would have empathy wines. I will get virtually anything. That was a little steep for me because I'm trying to do things with the business. However, the amount of people that are like, I trust him. I know nothing about NFTs, but I trust him, and I am going to go ahead and participate in this auction. There's literally no better example, and obviously it's on the extreme side, of what personal branding can do if you do it long and consistently over time.
Yeah. And you know, that's where, like, I think we've been vibing off air before we've even started this. Yeah. And it's this, you are speaking the language that I completely get. And that's what people know. I remember saying with what I love about that. And that's what you said about personal branding. You didn't know it was personal branding. That was the same thing with me. Like, I didn't know it was personal branding. All I knew was I listened to Gary Vee for 4 years driving to a corporate job. And it got to a point, and I don't know if it even relates to you, where it's like a melting pot. It's like it bubbles and bubbles and bubbles. And then I just remember I remortgaged my house. And I remember sitting in my office when my boss was like proper, like by this point I was editing videos for people and helping them during my finance job.
Yes.
And they found out, and I was like, please just get this remortgage in so I can go and do this properly. Yes. And I can relate that. And there was this burn the ships mentality, this idea of there's nothing else. There's no other way. There has to be this way, and you have to figure it out. And it was him. I mean, even when I was building the studio, that was what was playing, Daily V. And I think one thing, and I want to ask you, well, we can talk about, there's no like structure. Yeah. I have some questions, but we'll throw them out the window. It's one of those where one thing that I found very inspiring about him, and I want to ask you that with, as someone who does build personal brands and knows personal brands and built some incredible personal brands, his idea around content was so different to anybody else's. And so, like just more. There was never too much. Do you think that's a good approach? Do you think that's I mean, and the only reason why I asked that question is you can't see it anywhere else. And I was saying this about, I said, when I Googled it, and I was saying to one of my clients yesterday, I said, when you Google things to look for the answers, usually we'll find a mediocre response because they're trying to play to a mediocre person.
Yes.
You only need to upload 3 times a week, and that's fine.
Yeah,
but if you want big results, you take big work. So I would love to hear of someone who's been influenced by him, works with him, has worked with him, and also seems to gel. You seem to be on the same vibe as me. What's your take on content? Is there too much content, too little content?
So, what's your thoughts? Content. I've been thinking about this all morning. This podcast was supposed to happen today. It's so great. So look. All morning long, I've been thinking about a couple clients. I really feel like I'm at the point where I need to offload. And the reason is we've actually been doing our video content remotely like this, essentially. And then I'll cut it up or whatever. And then I'm like, I'm not in love with the quality. Like, here, let me send you a tripod and a ring kit, a ring light and all this other stuff. And you can do it with your phone and you'll record the content. Like I'll help you get ready for it. And then you will record these and whatever. It's not authentic. Like, it's not authentic. Like, they are showing up in a manner that they feel that they have to show up, because especially considering their industry. Yet, when we're on our monthly calls, it's just like this. I'm like, why can't you do that? Now, look, the argument could be made that it's my job to make them comfortable, but they don't want to unlearn that behavior. Okay, to answer your question, it's always enough content, no matter how big or how small, if you're showing up exactly as you are. If I meet you somehow in the UK or in the US at some point, I have zero effing doubts that it's going to be exactly like this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key, man. Like, come on. So, you know, the more you think about it, you know, you could tell when people are creating content, you're like, all right, like, are you always like that? Like, would you talk like that at lunch with somebody? You know, like, are like, you are delivering. You are analyzing in your head exactly how you're going to deliver this line. Now, I'm not saying public speaking shouldn't be taken seriously, but content should, in my opinion, should be extremely relatable. You want to reduce the timeline it takes for someone to get to know you, which is exactly what happened when you saw my video. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
There's not a lot of digging that you have to do, man. Like, all you got to go is a couple more posts and you're like, yeah, like, this is how he is.
Yeah.
I can't work with people who are not ready to do that yet. And it's not their fault. It's not my fault. It's just, you know, like, the paths are not yet converging. But too little or too small, it's almost irrelevant, because I think our goal, I think you and I are pretty aligned dudes.
Quite scary, that, to be honest.
is that we just really, really want people to just be them. We don't want people to be editing videos at their finance job. We want people to be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, man. Like, it's living on your own terms. It's so much more. It's personal branding, like, it's a buzzword that people don't like, but it's so much more than that. It's not about crafting your freaking brand for people out there. It is about taking complete control of your life. That's what it is to me.
Oh my God. Literally. I was going to ask you what personal branding is. And I tell you, like, Rich, mate, you literally, this is probably going to be our favorite shows done. And I'm loving it, because it's literally, I listen to myself. So I say this all the time, and this is probably might relate, because we do a similar job, I think, and I say this people time, you come to me because you want to build an authority on a platform, and I get that, and you want the figures and you want the numbers, and this is probably saying you want to convert. But one thing, and this is what you say, for personal brand, it's personal development.
Yes.
And it's actually unlocking who you are. And I always say to people all the time, and I've got I've had clients to work with, like, for multiple years now, where you get to the point where you're like, once they're through that initial bit, you're like, they go, Ash, I can't believe that I was even caring about that first 6 months of that thing, because you've changed my life, you know? And I'm like, you know, I haven't changed your life. You've changed your life. Like, you've started to see that. And like I said, and I love it. It's like unplugging yourself from the matrix. You're just unplugging and going, why do you care? And the beauty that you say about the content is, my background is performing arts. So that was something that I was never struggled with. I can present, and I say to people all the time, with this, and that was where Gary's content would resonate with me, and this will resonate with yourself, being from the Marines, is always being, you know, you're told what to do. You do what you're told, and you're amazing at that. I said to people, as an actor, I'm a fully trained, proper classically trained actor. I said, I can be anybody you want me to be. The person I didn't know who to be was actually myself.
Yeah.
And listening to Gary V and was made me go, well, I want to know who I am. And that's the thing I see with clients all the time, which I agree with you there, is we'll chat and I'm like, just say that. Just say what you're saying now. Oh, no. I'm going to put a suit on. If you want to wear a suit, wear a suit. That's absolutely fine if that's who you naturally are. But be who you want to be, do what you want to do. And that's where with yourself, I as we were chatting off it, I'm a video guy. You're a video guy. That was straight away video during a time of LinkedIn that's definitely written. That'll change. It always does. But, you know, I had Jonathan Palmer on the show. I don't know if you know Jonathan Palmer.
Of course.
So Jonathan was on, you know, video guy, killing it. Like, so it's interesting, you know, as you say, like with yourself, is people, your tribe will get your vibe and you'll go to the right people. So yeah. I love that. Absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So let's ask how, I've got loads of stuff I wanted to ask you about all these things.
Yeah.
I see that you do Clubhouse. How are you? What's your take on Clubhouse right now? As somebody who's, because I'm not really using it, so I've been in it a little bit, so I'll keep my prejudice out of it before I ask what your thoughts are right now on it.
Well, this is going to be kind of funny, because I loved it and then I got over it, and then I really loved it, and now I'm so over it. And as I'm so over it, I actually am a finalist in the Creator First program they have. Which means, like, thousands of people applied for this Creator First program, and I got in. I'm one of 60. So I have a pilot going on here in a few days, and it's for my show. And it's going to be the Leadership Locker. And then this show specifically is going to be Commanding Your Brand. Hello, like personal branding. Like, let's talk about it. So
nice thing, yeah.
Here I am, like, sponsorship opportunity, stipend involved, if they pick you up. So I got to smash this pilot. And I've been like calling in all my like once in a lifetime favors. And of course, you know, the first person I asked, and they're like, nope, he doesn't have an hour. Are you crazy? You already have, you know, half hour with him in a month. So I was like, yeah, okay. So, you know, calling in all these favors. But anyway, here's my take on Clubhouse. It's like it's another form of escapism in a way. You can go in. You can absolutely go in and you can say like, wow, that was so much value and all these other things. And I am not a person who's big on scarcity. I do very much believe in abundance and that there's enough for all of us and all that other stuff. But look, Ash, I would go on 2 hours a day, every morning for weeks at a time for a LinkedIn room, which some great creators on the platform. However, same questions. And I always like to say, be easy to help.
Yeah.
Don't say, like, how do I get started? It's like, well, if I look at your profile, is it going to indicate to me in any way, shape, or form that you've put any effort into this at all? Like, I always try and, like, instill this in my four-year-old daughter. I'm like, I try and have her troubleshoot first before she asks me for something. So Clubhouse, like, it seems like a really great place to kind of get knowledge. But you know what? Knowledge acquired is not the same as knowledge applied. All right. Like, here's the deal, man. Like, half of the people who freaking spend hours a day on Clubhouse aren't going to do a damn thing that you just said. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not with that, man. Like, I move fast. I act fast. I want to win. I have goals for the business. I have goals financially. Like, I am starting to like practice visualization. And I'm like, I could almost automatically know within the first couple seconds of a task whether it's worthless or not. And I literally said in our warm-up, I'm like, I've been doing something all morning that I didn't need to be doing.
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing that? I'm like worried about downloading footage and uploading footage. Like, that's not on my critical task for today. How did I get sucked into that? So when it comes to Clubhouse, look, like it's very, very interesting. And yes, they opened it to Android just the other day and all this other stuff. But you know what? This is going to sound ridiculous. Real business owners, my tribe, they're not spending a lot of time on Clubhouse. They're getting after it. That's it. That's my take.
I love that. There's a guy down, I don't know if you know, in the UK, there's a guy called Dan Knowlton and Lloyd Knowlton. They're quite big on LinkedIn. They're very funny. So I'd highly recommend checking them out. They're quite good on LinkedIn for the UK. Dan and Lloyd Knowlton. They're kind of like influencers down here in the UK for marketing, but they are they're brilliant at what they do. They're very funny. And Dan's been on the show, but Dan was quite public about Clubhouse when it first came out, because he said, and they did a skit, they do skit videos, but that's how they sell their stuff. And it was like him and his brother, and they went, Clubhouse? And they're like, no, you should go on Clubhouse. And he goes, so what is it? He said, well, it's a marketing platform for marketers to talk about marketing to other marketers. And he went, okay, so does it record? And he's like, no, it doesn't record. So it's live. Yeah, cool, brilliant. Okay, so is everyone available? No, it's only available to invite only and to Apple. Okay, cool. And they're just making fun of it. And the guys at the end, he said, they have a really good podcast called the Business Anchor Podcast. And they were like, look, make a podcast. It's evergreen. If you're going to do that information, because that's the thing I've noticed with it. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because I've seen and I've had to do some research on you when I stumbled across your running video, was you were doing a lot on Clubhouse. And I could see that, you know. And so I definitely, it's interesting because I bowed out of it the moment because I'm an obsessive person. And if I'm going to take a platform on, I did this mistake. I took on TikTok and I built that quite quick.
Nice.
But it has zero interest. It has zero relevance to my audience and my clients. And it hit my podcast. Do you know, literally me and you were chatting off air about how I had to take a break because I got too distracted by shiny objects.
Of course.
New social media. And what we're seeing, and you know this with the same type of Gary's thing, is there's always a new social platform or something new, a new feature. It's not like Willy Wonka's golden ticket that just appears once. There's always one. So I bowed out of it quite early.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, I saw people doing really well. Friends of me down in here that are like, because it was linked to Instagram, that, you know, to grow Instagram is very hard. And all of a sudden, these people were gaining thousands of followers on Instagram. But now I've started to, well, I had a guy on here called Spencer Lodge. I don't know if you know Spencer at all, but Spencer's a great business coach down in Dubai. And he was like, look, if you've got enough time to spend 4 or 5 hours on Clubhouse, you're really not doing a decent thing.
Just think about it. Like, look, let's look at this just like a little bit more. Would your clients be impressed if you had a big following on Clubhouse and you were wasting? I mean, if you were spending a lot of time, do you know what I'm saying? Like my ideal client doesn't give a crap if I'm on Clubhouse or about Clubhouse at all. Yeah. Like, they're just not. I mean, and look, like, obviously part of that is because, like, we're video people and we're podcast people. Mm. However, like, that's not a badge of honor. It's not a bad. I mean, like, would you be proud to tell someone you spend 4 hours on TikTok? No. Or like, it's the same thing. It's like, it's all social to these people. And the you know, high end or really successful entrepreneurs that I aspire to work with, like, they don't care. Yeah. Maybe it'll give them a boost, but it's just another thing, like you said.
It's small fry. One thing I want to move on to then with you, Rich, is podcasts. So, you know, like, you are the reason why there's some exciting stuff happening in the podcasting space and recently, as someone who is, like, that's my primary, that's the arrow point for me. It obviously is for you. I saw your video about you going through your gear. I'm a bit of a gear obsessed person. So I was like, yes. What's your thoughts on podcasts right now? Because there's some big moves being made. How important is that? Or not how important, how useful would that be in building personal brands? What's your thoughts on it? Just,
yes,
let's just chat about that.
I'm obsessed with podcasting right now. I started really taking it seriously probably just about a year ago, and it has paid dividends. Before, I was kind of half in, half out, and I don't know. I wasn't approaching it the right way. When it comes to personal branding, here's where it's good, here's where it's bad. Actually, I'll start with bad first. I have plenty of people who approach us and are like, would love to start a podcast. Like, we know you could help and do this, and this. Like, absolutely. And they're like, I'm really thinking of doing a kind of limited series. And, you know, like, you know, I really think, and I'm like, okay, like, let's look at your followings. Let's look at this. Okay. So do you know any platform anywhere where you can make 10 posts and you've made it? Like,
no,
the answer is F no, man. Like,
there's no way.
It takes time. Like, yeah. Look, you and I are about action and moving and going fast, but it still takes time.
Yeah.
So unless you have a really fantastic following or a great email list where you're like going to have a great launch and all these other things, even if that, in my mind, 10 episodes is not enough. Just the same way as a video guy, although I've made plenty of business promo videos, I'm like, this is a video. Like, this means nothing. You know, like, it might look good and look cool and feel good and all that other stuff, but it's consistent content, consistent education, consistent this, that, whatever, that's really going to help people stick around longer and attract new people as time goes on and on and on. You can't rely on that one video. You can't rely on those 10 episodes. Although it's evergreen. Yeah, absolutely. The pros are this. It's not that hard. Like, it's a pain, but like, if you have help, like someone like you or someone like me or whatever, then like, we're going to help you avoid some of the potholes that we've hit. However, the real upside is, you know, and obviously our favorite guy talks about this all the time. It's the trifecta. You get video, you get transcriptions and SEO, and then you got the audio, and then you could turn that into an hour long episode, could probably give you 50 pieces of content minimum. And if you really want to take it to another crazy level, you can probably get 200 pieces of content and just make a bunch of graphic cards with a stupid quote on it.
Yeah.
But podcasting, you just told me some great people you've had on the podcast. I've had some awesome people on the podcast. Number one, it's a way to educate myself as well. Like, hello, there is a personal aspect to it. Like, it's not just for you people. Like, I'm learning as well. I'm a second year entrepreneur. I am interviewing the tippy top people I possibly can so I could learn. And I'm going to siphon that information to aspiring entrepreneurs or existing entrepreneurs as well, because we could all learn. So it's like a quadruple upside, in my opinion. I absolutely love it. And you know what? If you don't want to be on video, then it's your lucky day, because you don't have to be. You know, so that's how I look at it. But I really believe in terms, to answer your question fully, in terms of a personal brand, it is a fantastic move. If you are in sales, okay, and you are kind of in the middle of a trajectory to being a VP of sales somewhere, or I don't know what, you could name your show Once Was a Sales Rep or something like that. And all you do is just tell ridiculous stories about all the dumb things you did. And then you could have guests on who are really prominent salespeople and be like, dude, tell me the craziest thing you've ever done. I just talked to a guy yesterday. He's like, I was a sales guy. I used to have to go door to door in New York City. Everyone would slam the door in my face. So I'd do that for an hour after, for a 5-hour shift. The other 4 hours, I would go to Macy's in Manhattan and try out all the beds. I would literally just go and like see how comfortable the beds were. I'm like, that's a podcast. Like, hello. Like, that's what you could do. That's literally what you could do. And your audience will love you for it.
I completely agree. So like the reason why I asked that question, I had a guy on called Chris Hines, who's a podcasting kind of expert and amazing. You know, he's quite connected in what's going on behind the scenes.
Sure.
And he was talking a lot about that type of stuff. And it's interesting because we were chatting and it's something you said there. For me, like I'm always saying about you, I'm a podcaster, I'm a video guy, but like I'm not a YouTuber, and I want to get into YouTube because the more people I've interviewed, the more people I've seen, YouTube seems to be the way. And we were chatting, you know, I had Rob, who was on the show last interview. I wouldn't have been able to have Nick, Rob, all of these guys on the show who are thousands of dollars if you were to speak to them one-to-one and spend an hour with them. And then also now we have a relationship, and that's how we say me and you now when I see you. And this is what I try to say to people all the time, like my business took off, and that was definitely from Gary Vee. I only set up this podcast when I very first started as a networking tool. That was it. Like it wasn't horrible. It was like literally a thing of, look, I want to speak to you. I can't afford to speak to you. Would you like to come on your show and pitch your stuff? And you meet some idiots, of course you do. And there are people I've had people who literally disappear just as they're on the outro, and you go, okay, cool, no worries. Yeah. I've still got them. You know, your footage of you, Gary, that's timeless. It's social proof. But there have been some of my best friends who are now overseas, and that whole finding a tribe of people only came from podcasting, and I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
And it's fantastic.
But then what I have done, and I noticed this with yours, and that's why I want to ask you a question on that. I made a move when I first set this show up. I made a move to do a lot of solo short episodes.
Yes.
And as I was looking through yours, I was like, oh, very similar. I would ask you, my analytics and my downloads and also my business shot through the roof when I started doing solo 10-minute episodes with this. Is that similar to something with yourself? Have you seen a similar thing where you're like, whew.
100%. So here's what happened. I'm so glad you said this. I'm telling you, man, like this is kind of nuts today. So, I had some big guests on and the numbers were mediocre at best. And I was like, why? I don't understand. Like, you know, I'm promoting this and I'm just putting all these social clips out. And here's one thing is the people that are on LinkedIn, the people that are on Facebook, they're not necessarily podcast listeners. There is a podcast community that doesn't like to be all those other places and they choose podcasts specifically. So you have to figure out a way to reach them. I don't really do paid social. I have done one paid thing on a podcasting platform and it paid dividends. However, so I was wondering why this was happening. And I met a gentleman. He's like, it's quantity, man. Like you got to put out quantity. Like it's just like anything else. Like the algorithm is going to favor you. And I'm like, algorithm, podcasting, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know what? Like he's got millions of downloads. Like how could I not listen to him? So I started doing some solo ones and I literally would I just have notes in my phone of something crappy that happened that day or something. And I'm just like, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk today about why consistency is more important than intensity, you know, whatever it is. And I talk about it. And then I started noticing, I'm like, how are some of these doing better than some of my episodes with guests? I was like, this is insane to me. So I doubled down recently, Ash. It was just a few weeks ago and things have exploded. I started doing 4 episodes a week, 3 solos, short ones, and then one with a guest. Yeah. And number one, I'm never out of ideas because as an entrepreneur, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop every day. And something interesting is always happening, or you could reflect on an old Marine Corps story or whatever it is. And I mentioned to Andy Frisella, he's the Real AF podcast, amazing guy. I just interviewed him, and he goes, and I told him that. He goes, why do you think that is, that those are doing well? I was like, because I'm documenting the journey. So it's one thing to talk to an expert, but it's another thing to talk to people who are five steps behind you, right? And I think it's actually superbly important. And guess who talks about documenting the journey? Our guy, Gary Vee. And I'm like, it's like, it was in plain sight, that advice.
Yeah.
And I ignored it for so long because there was probably a part of me that was enamored with some of the people that I was trying to get. And we talked about that as well, right? Some of, you know, sometimes the guests aren't all that when you're like, I thought that was going to be amazing. Sometimes people just need to hear you. Yeah. And that is a very, very big element of personal branding, because you are able to, not only to be human and relatable, but you will never see, and this is where you just have to hit the I believe button. You will never see the person who's listening to your podcast when they're driving and going, yes, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. You will never see it, but I'm telling you, it happens. And it's worth it. It's so worth it. It's good. And you said it. Personal branding is personal development. So hello.
Mate, and you know, I'm so glad that you said it, because it's exactly what I am. And this would be interesting to hear from your side of this as well. Is like, I got in my own head. So like, when I set this up, I was like, I'm going to do one a week. And that's what's going to happen. And I'm going to do one a week. And then what happened was, I'm like, the reason why I liked Gary Vee was because that, the hardest worker in the room, like mentality, like I'll just do 10. If you do 10, I'm going to do 20. And that's just the way I am. And so I was like, one a week. And then I was like, well, I'm scheduled for the rest of the year in the first week. And I was like, okay, so now what? I know what I'll do. I'll do two a week. And I did eventually, when it went really, really well, when I started to rank and I started to like appear in like keyword top for keyword searching and stuff, I was like, I was actually doing what you did. I was doing five a day. I was doing five a week. I was doing Monday, Tuesday, interview on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. And it just, the analytics, the data, the charts, it just went. Mm-hmm. And then I got in my head, because then I spent some time with some people who I believed, this is interesting, I'm going to show this, I believed that they were better than me. Imposter syndrome kicked in. These are the experts. And I was like, they were like, don't do that. Do this, do this, do this. And I started to go, okay, mate. And someone said to me, maybe you're doing too much content. Maybe you're doing too much because you're overthinking. And I didn't really, I can't believe I didn't look at the data. And for about six months, and it kind of correlates with me, my son being born. So obviously there's loads of weird stuff going on. Sure. I was like, maybe I should do three a week. Maybe I should think it more. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should have more guests. Maybe people want that. And I went back to doing the five thing, because it's easier but maybe like yourself, momentum. When you get momentum, it's so much easier to do five for me than it is to do two, because the momentum, if I just wake up every day at 6 in the morning, prep it in the morning, go live, cat jumps on the camera, we're here, that's fine.
Yep.
It's easier. All of a sudden, the downloads are coming back again. And they're not just coming back, they're coming back with vengeance. And I church in the UK, I type in personal branding, my podcast comes up above all everyone else again, and it was slipping. And I was thinking, why? I'm doing everything right and I'm not. And it's that. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because I looked at yours and I was like, success leaves clues. And,
yeah.
You know, success leaves clues. And what are these people doing? And you're doing the same thing I'm doing. We've never spoken until today. And it's the same thing.
Look, man, I know what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. And this only comes from experience. When you are fundamentally misaligned with some advice, no matter who it's coming from, it has a way of manifesting into going the opposite direction of what you actually want. Like it's real. It's absolutely real.
A like ricochet, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, no matter who it is, they don't know you and they don't know your vibe per se. They don't know what's winning, what's losing. I mean, it's so easy. You know what? I've been focused on this so much lately. It's just shutting my mouth when I'm talking to a prospect or a client. I'm going to let them tell me the answers to the questions that I have. I'm not going to tell them. Like, I don't need to have an agenda. And just because the podcast is doing well doesn't mean my advice is going to be the savior for them. It's ridiculous. So what happened was, like I said, I mean, like you kind of went against the grain when we trust ourselves intuitively, like things work out. Now, if you were going around searching for advice and you were literally like having big issues and things weren't happening and all these other things, like, yeah, of course, gather all the information you can to make an educated decision. But if things were okay, for the most part, it's all quarter turn adjustments, Ash, and the audience listening, it's quarter turns. Like you don't need to make a sharp right, like a battleship can't do a sharp right, right? So like, it's just going to go like a couple, you know, degrees this way. And like, let's see what happens. It doesn't need to be dramatic. But when it comes to listening to other people, it doesn't matter if they have good intentions. I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, what is your intent for yourself? Like, what sits well with you intuitively? Because no one knows you better than you. And of course, they don't have any malicious intent. But you always have your best interest in mind. And you know when you're, if you look, I always say, if you have to look left and right before you do something, you probably shouldn't do it. If you're hearing that advice, if you're listening to them and be like, but it's so-and-so, that's your red flag right there.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's actually, do you know what? That's really true. It's really true because it's, yeah, it's very, just very powerful. It's just, it's, your head's spinning with that. You're so right, because it was that. In fact, everything was right. Everything was working. I was getting advice from people. I was getting advice from people who I believed was higher than me because I respected them. However, actually, when I started to look at the numbers, they were like, I've been in business for a year and I've worked with three times more people than you have. How does that work? And it's funny. Well, and the other thing I do, and I listened to a podcast with, Pat Flynn or Chris Doe, you know, there was those two. They're amazing. Those two were great.
Oh God, those guys. I just listened to that at the gym the other day.
To it. That was amazing. And I, with Pat, when he said, it was annoying me that it wasn't on YouTube because I wanted to watch it. But I was saying, and there's something that stuck with me, and I was like, you're so right. And that's what got me back on the kind of like, I'm doing the right thing again. He was like, if you have the value to give, it's your job and your duty to give that message out. And he said that, he said, you don't wait. I love it. He said, if someone's drowning, you don't go, oh no, I'll wait. I'll give you that. I'm not qualified. He said, you don't do that. And that's something that, and that really spoke to me. It was another thing that really resonated. So I was like, you're so right. Because that's how I felt when I was, that's how, when it was all going well. And it's probably the same yourself. I was like, I have this stuff, document, don't create. I was like, I won't remember this tomorrow. So if I don't say it now, and put it down so that everyone else can value, could anyone, one person can listen to it and get value from it. Tomorrow, I'm going to have 10 other different thoughts. And that's really interesting. And that's obviously resonates with someone like yourself, resonates with those guys, Gary Vee, they're all, and Pat Flynn is another one who's just a monster of content.
Had him on forever ago too. He's insane. Best pure energy. Those two guys right there. We have a lot of
pricing genius is Chris Doe. I listened to, he's helped me with loads of that, but Pat is another one where he's just sledgehammer.
Here's the thing about people like that. It's, you can't detect anything wrong. They really truly want you to just do your absolute best, and they will try and be the guy. And some of that's free, some of it's not, but they are trying to build, they have built fantastic communities. And those are just different communities. I'm actually in the Future Pro group, Christo's group. And it's just a bunch of creatives. And it is different than anything I've ever experienced in terms of just people doing in the same line of work, doing the same types of things, having the same types of issues, rallying around to help each other out. It all speaks about how highly, the characters of those two individuals.
It's that heavily, heavily overweighted value, free value.
Yes, that's the thing.
It's the pendulum is so tipped that it's not even a joke. You know, that's the difference with these people is that, and that's, we say with Gary Vee, they're the same things. They all have the same stuff, which is there is an overwhelming amount of free stuff that you could never pay any one of them a penny and you could transform your entire life by not paying them a penny, just being willing to listen. I think that's the thing, and that's what attracts me to those type of people. And that's
because we want to be those guys. Because
I want to be them. Yeah,
I mean, we want to do the same for people. Period.
It's good. You just want to help them. So, yeah. Rich, I'm very sure we're going to get some time. We got to get you sorted and get you off. So, people want to connect with you. People want to find more about you. Obviously, where can they go, mate?
Yeah. So Instagram is Rich Cardona, CARDONA _. Trying to grow that thing. I was so late, so late on Instagram. And then Rich Cardona on LinkedIn, and then the podcast. If you ever want to, I mean, look, like if you like Ashes, then you might like mine as well. It's called The Leadership Locker. It's doing really well. I'd love for you to give it a shot and just see what you think.
It'd be, guys, anyone who's listening to this or watching this, 100%. If you listen to mine, I've been listening to Rich's podcast, and it is literally like, the US version of mine. So you're going to get doubling up if you want to. It's absolutely, it's in my listening. It's on my run. So 100%. Yeah. And I don't listen to anything because I don't have time.
Yes.
I do listen to yours now. So, Rich, mate, it's been an absolute honor having you on.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it so much. So thank you, buddy, for coming on. I'm sure I'll bring you on again in the future as well.
Oh, thank you. I had an absolute blast.
Legend. Let's run out of the outro.